2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Jesus died on the cross for our sin. He was the righteous one, and we were the ones guilty of sin. But he took our place. He was the only one able to meet God's perfect standard, so he became the sacrifice. There's an old hymn which says, "There was none other good enough to pay the price of sin. He alone, he only, could unlock the gate of heaven and let us in. He fulfilled God's demands." Today, as we contemplate what took place on that cross and reflect on our scripture verse, we are assured that we can become the righteousness of God in Christ if we bow the knee to him and ask him to come into our lives and live in us. Then, when God looks at us, he sees Jesus and his perfect character. This is only possible because of the resurrection power. That power can renew our minds and hearts today, and will one day completely renew and restore our bodies into glorified bodies that will live forever in heaven. The resurrection is the final hope of every believer. However, it is up to all of us to make the choice. As you are listening to this broadcast today, will you continue to live your own way, or will you allow Jesus to come into your mind and heart and prepare you for eternal life? Our prayer is that you will make the right choice and accept God's free gift of salvation, and in Christ become the righteousness of God. Please join us next week.